This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. 3/4 of high-burden countries could self-fund TB programs without donor support. A comprehensive analysis reveals that nearly 3/4 of high tuberculosis burden countries possess the financial capacity to compensate for a complete withdrawal of donor funding through strategic budget reallocations. The research, published in PLOS Global Public Health, challenges the current donor-dependent model that has dominated TB program financing for decades. 74% of high TB burden countries could potentially self-finance programs through increased health budgets and TB allocations. TB financing capacity among high burden countries, potential for domestic funding to replace donor support by country income level, upper middle income, 92%, lower middle income, 68%, low income, 31%. Source Wells et al., PLOS Global Public Health, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Current system creates dependency and inefficiencies. The existing donor-funded approach has created structural weaknesses in national TB responses. According to the research team led by William A. Wells and colleagues, donor funding has often bypassed domestic channels, decreased the incentive for engagement between national TB programs and national budget holders. This financing model has provided minimal assistance to improve domestic TB budgeting processes, resulting in local systems that cannot efficiently meet both curative and public health TB needs. The World Health Organization estimates that global TB funding gaps persist despite decades of international investment. Meanwhile, donor commitment to TB funding has become increasingly uncertain, creating additional pressure on national programs to identify sustainable financing mechanisms. For comprehensive coverage of TB research developments, see our Global Health section. Income level determines self-financing potential. The analysis reveals stark disparities in self-financing capacity based on national income levels. Upper-middle-income countries show the strongest potential for domestic TB financing, while low-income nations face significant challenges in replacing donor support. Sarah Sheening, co-author from the research team, noted that marginalized populations may be left behind, and in countries with less resources, major gaps will remain if donor funding is withdrawn without adequate preparation. This finding aligns with broader health equity concerns about sustainable disease control financing. The research suggests that successful transition requires careful assessment of country-specific capacity and targeted support for nations with limited resources. Our health policy coverage examines similar financing transitions in other disease areas. Strategic recommendations for sustainable transition. The authors propose a comprehensive framework for transitioning from donor dependence to domestic ownership. Ministries of Health and Finance should conduct detailed assessments of TB-specific financing needs and assign these requirements to specific domestic funding sources. Future donor support should flow through domestic channels rather than parallel systems, according to the recommendations. The research team emphasizes that donors and multilateral development banks should ensure that TB donor funds and TB loans flow through domestic systems, while providing clearer communication around transition timelines. Priority areas for continued donor support include advocacy, accountability mechanisms, and technical assistance for more efficient domestic funding allocation. The Global Fund and other major donors are increasingly emphasizing sustainability and transition planning in their funding strategies. In almost 3/4 of high TB burden countries, increases in health budgets and in the proportion of health budgets dedicated to TB could compensate financially for a complete withdrawal of donor funding for TB. Wells et al., PLOS Global Public Health, 24. Key takeaways. 74% of high TB burden countries could potentially self-finance programs through strategic budget reallocations. Current donor funding often bypasses domestic systems, creating long-term sustainability challenges. Low-income countries will require continued targeted donor support for adequate TB program coverage. Successful transition requires coordinated efforts between health and finance ministries. Frequently asked questions. Which countries are most likely to successfully transition to domestic TB funding? Upper-middle-income countries show the highest potential, with 92% demonstrating capacity for self-financing through budget reallocations. Lower-middle-income countries also show significant potential at 68% capacity. What happens to marginalized populations during funding transitions? The research warns that marginalized populations may be left behind during transitions, particularly in countries with limited resources. Targeted interventions and equity monitoring are essential during transition periods. How should donors modify their TB funding strategies? Donors should ensure funding flows through domestic systems, provide transition support for budget planning and advocacy, and focus implementation funding on lower-income countries where it is most urgently needed. The transition from donor dependence to domestic ownership represents a critical juncture for global TB control efforts. Success will require coordinated action from national governments, international donors, and multilateral institutions to ensure sustainable financing models that maintain program quality while building local capacity. The findings suggest that with proper planning and support, most high-burden countries can achieve greater self-reliance in TB program financing. Source: Converting Donor Dependence to Domestic Ownership, The Realignment of Tuberculosis Financing for Sustainability.